Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has proclaimed the winner that happened early today for Sunday's election that ushers in a governmental system granting the president sweeping new powers, which critics say will erode Turkey's democracy. Unexpectedly strong showing for his nationalist party, the MHP, could give Erdogan a stable parliamentary majority. Aaron Stein is a Turkish analyst with the Atlantic Council.
Defying all expectations, and what I would say is the story of this election, is that his coalition partner, the MHP, the far-right nationalist, got 11% of the vote, where they had been polling around 5% before the polls opened.
Meanwhile, the pro-Kurdish People's Democratic Party, or the HDP, received 11% of the vote, above that threshold needed to be seated in parliament. The election was held under a state of emergency that has been repeatedly renewed following the 2016 failed coup that critics say Erdogan has used to quell dissent. The opposition has not yet conceded this election. Zimbabwean authorities have ruled out delaying next month's election despite a bomb blast at a ruling party rally that wounded 49 people. Charity Taramba is the assistant commissioner for Zimbabwe's police.
The Zimbabwe Republic Police is appealing for more information to aid the ongoing inquiries.
Vice President Constantino Chiwenga was among those hurt. He called the blast an act of terrorism. Protests continuing over separating detained children and their illegal parents along the U.S. southern border. President Trump reversed the decision last week, saying it is a good issue for the fall election to remain Republican control of Congress over the Democrats. This is VOA News. European leaders failed to breach bitter divisions over migration during a mini-summit in Brussels on Sunday, making chances increasingly slim that they will reach any significant deal for managing the ongoing influx of migrants, economic migrants, and asylum seekers. Even though many European countries have issues with the migrant influx, the new Italian government says it can no longer handle so many of the migrants without the rest of Europe's help. Catherine Field is a Paris-based journalist.
A lot of antagonism, between France and Italy ahead of this meeting, because France was saying, well, Italy needs to do more. Italy was saying, you don't understand. That was the reason for the meeting. Essentially, they have come up with no new plan, but they've put new ideas out there, which will be discussed later in the week.
A full-blown EU meeting on migration will take place in Brussels this week. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis will be visiting China this week amid growing tensions between Washington and Beijing over China's policy on the South China Sea, U.S. sale of arms to Taiwan, and a looming trade war. Mattis told reporters he wants to take measure of China's strategic ambitions as it increases its military positions in disputed areas of the South China Sea. He often talks about the position of the U.S. in all of this, especially its responsibility to work with nations in the region.
The United States will continue to adapt and continue to expand its ability to work with others to secure a peaceful, prosperous, and free Asia, one with respect for all nations upholding international law. Because we recognize no nation is an island isolated from the others, we stand with our allies and the international community to address pressing security challenges and do so together.
That is U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis. Saudi women began driving Sunday, part of a new era that ends the long-standing promise of having to be driven by a male chauffeur. This woman is one of the country's new drivers.
It feels weird. I'm so happy. There's no words can explain any what I'm feeling right now. I'm just too proud to be doing this right now.
The move is expected to improve women's employment in the country and give the Saudi economy a boost of tens of billions of dollars by the year 2030. India fast-tracking environmental clearances for projects like power plants and coal mines in a bid to propel growth. This has set off alarm bells among environmentalists and affected residents who say the decisions are being made too quickly. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.